Maranatha friends. I know it's not Monday, but you can say Maranatha any day because we all want Jesus to come. And I know it's sooner than later because this world is only getting worse. I've been super busy because sadly one of my other dogs has to be put down because there's no amount of money that's going to save his life. With that being said, I know we'll see each other in heaven again. What I wanted to say also is Jesus in the Bible says vengeance is his, for us not to worry about getting revenge ourselves or seeking justice ourselves. What I mainly wanted to do in my life and prove to people in my life was that, sorry, I'm putting something in the mailbox, was that you don't have to be married to be saved. Because why would getting married in a courthouse that doesn't allow you to say God or Jesus somehow save you? That's where I really, really, really bothers me. Because that's legit, like, can't even be possible. Like, why would that save you? Like, there does not make sense. If God or Jesus is not a part of court, then why the fuck would getting married and one suddenly save you? And if we're not saved by works, we're saved by faith only. It just doesn't make sense. And so I kind of wanted to call out all the churches that have always said you're going to hell for living with your boyfriend, girlfriend in sin, when you can just have like a spiritual marriage, which I think is more valuable than anything that the court stands for. Because I don't know, it just doesn't make any sense. And what I've been through has completely destroyed my life. Like, legit destroyed my life. And it's hard to trust people now because of a lot of it. But what can you do? Just keep moving forward and have faith in God. And read the Bible, that's pretty much it. But as far as people-wise, I don't have faith or trust anybody for that matter. And it's sad because it's like I do give most people a chance. They just end up stabbing me in the back. And when people mock your worship of Jesus or do anything to make fun of you when you're trying to stand up for the word, Jesus takes that very personal. That's why he says vengeance is his. Because it's like they're doing it to him personally. And it says that in the Bible. And these people that are lying to you, it's like they're lying to God. Because we are made in his image. We are gods. But they really have dumbed us down. Everything is predetermined. God knows everything that's going to happen. Y'all know everything that's going to happen. This is what you can tell these free Palestinian people, Hamas terrorists, that they do everything in the name of God, Allah. What is Allah's name? Because Allah just stands for God. What is your God's name? His name is Yahweh, Yeshua, Jesus. Allah is just a general name of God. So therefore it doesn't specify who. And most of these people that are standing up for them, it still cracks me up. They're all LGBTQIA. And they don't even realize that they'd be probably the first ones that they'd kill. But Hanukkah starts on Thursday, so wish all our brothers and sisters the Jewish faith, a happy and safe Hanukkah. And I pray that Jesus comes soon and that all of them can see him and said, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Barak Hashem Adonai. Maranatha, and I love you, and I'm praying for all of you.